In depth at 15 and 45, KSL News Time 519. Turn up the radio for Triple Team Traffic. Ricky Meese, how are we doing this afternoon?
Well, we've got a new problem in Sandy. Emergency crews still arriving to the scene of this crash northbound I-15 at 90th South. Looks like it's kind of at the top of the on-ramp where it connects to the main flow, and it's blocking a right lane of traffic and causing delays back to Draper. Southbound I-15 stacked up and slow from the I-80-201 interchange down to about 106 South. The West Belt also seeing delays. Not as bad, but still slow southbound between I-80 and the Maverick Center. Michelle?
Stacked up and slow is the order of the night. We're looking at big delays, 5600 West and Bangor Highway, southbound between 700 South down to Highway 201. We just had Traffic Trooper Dan call and tell us that he's on the east side belt route, I-215, headed southbound, and he's traveling about 7 miles an hour from 4500 South, and he's still trying to get to Knutson Corner. Traffic is backed up. What we're seeing is that those delays are due to construction cones blocking the fast lanes. Now, moving to Utah County, that crash, I-15 southbound at 2350 North, is still blocking traffic, and the delays are growing closer and closer to 146 South. Mark?
We've had two wrecks north I-15 rolling out of downtown Salt Lake City near 6th North. The latest one is all off to the right. Traffic is very heavy right now south Salt Lake all the way into Bountiful northbound I-15. Then it's going to tighten again Burton Lane up to Layton Hills Mall Clearfield area. Introducing Mercedes-Benz of Farmington, one price, one person, 1 hour, one customer at a time, where they never charge dealer handling fees. Now open in Farmington or online at MercedesFarmington.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the